flashlight went out, and I heard someone right behind me, and I turned in a very slowly scared way, and boom, the lights go out, and the lights came on, and the doorbell rang. I walked very slowly and creepy, and turned the knob, ding dong, the doorbell rang again. I said, just a minute, and I'll be right there, and I looked through the little hole in the door, and Robin said, boom. I told him to come in and have a seat, and we both waited and waited for Ismael, because he was supposed to bring out so he could hide. But half an hour later, still no Ismael. So I got the idea of Freon. So we grabbed a bag and a knife and ran out back to the air conditioner. We put the bag over the nozzle and covered it tight, and used the knife to press the valve. We started to hear something after we got high, so we ditched everything and quickly ran back to the door to see who it was, and there wasn't anybody there. Then we heard someone at the back door, and to see who it was, I thought it was a crook, so I busted out with my 12-gauge, and Ismael busted out with his 9mm. And we took a step off the porch, and this bloody body dropped right in front of us. Scared us half to death. And my tiny kid started cracking up and pissed me off. So I shot Matt and Jake, and Ben started laughing so hard that I accidentally shot Mrs. Henry. Ismael saw somebody stealing antifreeze. So Ismael shot over there near the air conditioner and hit somebody. And they died. The rest all scattered out and went home. My mom drove up and everything was back to normal, but they didn't have